Blog Talk Radio.
Mrs. Long?
Yes?
We've found a baby girl for your adoption, but there are some things you need to know. She's in Siberia, and she was born with a rare condition. Her legs will need to be amputated. I know this is difficult to hear. Her life, it won't be easy. Mrs. Long?
It might not be easy, but it'll be amazing. I can't wait to meet her.
We believe there is hope and strength in all of us. Toyota, proud partner of Team USA.
This is a product of Beverly Nation, and this is the Know Your Rights Show, and I'm your host, Terra Strength. On air now, calling from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This conversation is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Oladeli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic for this evening is spirituality, a new perspective. It's not love, it's just control. Never forget, there are three types of people in your life. Number one, those who helped you in your difficult times. Number two, those who left you in your difficult times. And number three, those who put you in difficult times. All right, family. So I was talking to my Facebook Live family and was just sharing a little bit about the different traits, the difference between love versus control. When we talk about this topic, well, before I get in that, I just want to talk briefly about what's going on. Again, family, make sure you're wearing your mask. There's a big debate going on now. We have people who want to take the vaccine, people who don't want to take the vaccine. Go in and make the best decisions for yourself, but be careful. Be careful, family. This pandemic is still out here. It's still killing people. People are still getting sick. So you have to think about this and move judiciously, but be careful. There's a lot going on out here right now. Previous president, they just had a second impeachment for him that didn't happen. And, and so it's a whole lot going on with that. You know, a whole lot of drama going on with that. I'm sure that's going to mobilize his base or whatever. We just have a lot. We have a lot of fear going on right now. So you got to raise your frequencies. You got to do the things you have to do to take care of yourself so that we can get through all of this fear that's going on. You know, you don't fight fear with fear. Listen, there's only love and fear, okay? And right now, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of finger-pointing going on. There's a lot of things going on out here. So we want to be aware of it so that we can navigate around it. So I just wanted to say that, you know, as we talk about this. Now, here on the Know Your Rights show, we try to talk about spiritual topics. We talk about a lot of psycho-spiritual issues from a psycho-spiritual perspective and trying to give you tools to help you better manage your relationships, because I believe that healthier relationships means healthier families, which means healthier communities and a healthier country and so on and so forth. So these topics that we're talking about, I think they're very important, and I hope you guys are getting something out of this. So we're talking about is love. It's not love. It's just control, because a lot of times, a lot of us confuse. We confuse the two. You know, we think that, you know, when a person is jealous because, you know, we're dating them or we're married to them and they're always jealous, don't want anybody else of the same sex around us or whatever, we think it's just because they love us. Maybe. Yeah, but that's not really love, Angela. That's right. That's not really love. Controlling is not love. And the big danger with it is that a lot of times, if you're not careful, it can slide or move into abuse. It's a thin line between being controlling and becoming abusive. So it is definitely a fear. It is not of love. And these are some traits that we have to look at. We just have to look at how this thing can move from one, and it can move into abuse very easily. And in a lot of cases, it does. So the purpose of this show is to help you guys be aware when you're picking people that you may want to get involved with or whatever, to be able to look at them analytically and critically and look at them not from a judgment perspective, but just trying to understand who you're dealing with. And you can do that with love, you know, but there's no reason to find yourself in abusive situations, and you certainly can mitigate that with knowledge. There's a lot of information out here. You know, log on to ONE. There are different hosts talking about a lot of different things that can help us in many, many ways, you know, thanks to the brilliance of Brother Oladeli. So please log in not only to this show but to other shows. We have very good shows on this network. All right, so let's talk very briefly. What's going on here? Let's talk very briefly about how does a person, what makes a person become controlling? Like, why does a person become controlling in the first place? You know, why are they looking at that as a way to get their needs met? All right? So here are some examples of how this can happen. Number one, it could be because they had a difficult childhood. You know, the reason why each and every person grows out to be the way they are presently is because of how they've been brought up in the past. Usually people tend to develop a controlling behavior. Themselves if they were being controlled in the past by one or both of their parents. If you try to dig into their history, usually these people tend to have very controlling parents, and therefore they feel that controlling others is the right way to be. So they were taught it. You know, they were taught it. That could be one way or one reason why the person that you may be involved with or your parents or whatever has become very controlling or seen that as a way to get their needs met. Another way is a loss or a hurt in the past. You know, another reason as to why a person wishes to control each and everything in their spouse or the children's life could be because they had a bad experience in the past which led to significant loss, or they were wounded in their own life. And then they tend to develop this mindset that they will not let anything or anyone else hurt them. So they choose to take control of each and everything in their life so that nothing can go wrong again. That's hard living, family. That's hard. That's a lot of work, okay? Another reason why a person can choose control as a way of getting their needs met: insecurities and low self-esteem. We talked about people who suffer from low self-concept or low self-esteem. Another prominent reason for some people to be way too demanding controlling is because by controlling you, they can shadow their own insecurities and low self-esteem. It's a way of hiding. You know, they can hide the fact that they feel really very, they feel small inside, you know? Or maybe they were never paid any attention to in the past by their mother or father, and now they want you to do each and every, and they want to do each and everything possible to make sure that your life revolves around them. Okay? So the father wasn't available. You know, if it's a woman, she didn't get any attention from her father at all. He was non-existent. You know, or the mother wasn't available for the son. And now when the woman dates a man, she wants his whole world to revolve around her. She's trying to compensate for what she didn't get from her own father. You, as a person dating this person, or even if you're married, you need to look at this. Because this is not going to lead to a good place in your relationship. This is not love. This is fear. And then another reason is for the sake of ego and pride. You know, some people just choose to become controlling and dominant for the sake of their so-called pride and ego. These people feel that they should have an upper hand on a relationship so that you can't crush their ego and pride. So they're doing it for ego's sake. We have many people in relationships, and this is what they're going through. So these are some of the reasons why a person may move towards control or use that to get their needs met in a relationship. There's many, many of us. Many of us were raised by parents who were that way, you know, and usually all it breeds is rebellion, dissatisfaction, anger, fighting, frustration. You know, it kills intimacy, causes distance. All right, so let's look at, I'm going to try to move quickly. My time is, and see and try to get some calls in here from Brother O. Let me know. All right, so I want to go over some of the traits or some of the signs that you know that you're with someone who is controlling and what they look like, and then we'll talk about how we can move past that and try to get past this whole session here and talking about love versus control. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. All right. So, again, the question for this evening: how do you deal with controlling people in your life? Please call in, family, and share your perspectives with us. All right. Here are some of the traits, or here's some of the signs of what it looks like if you're with someone or you're raised by someone who's controlling. Okay, if you're dating someone or you're married to someone, one of the first things that they'll try to do is isolating you from friends and family. Isolating you from friends and family. It may start subtly, but this is often a first step for a controlling person. Maybe they complain about how often you talk to your brother on the phone, or say they don't like your best friend and don't think you should hang out with her or him anymore. Or they try to turn you against anyone that you're used to relying on for support besides them. Their goal is to strip you of your support network and thus your strength, so that you will be less likely or able to stand up against them whenever they want to win. One of the first things they do, they want to isolate you from your friends and family. That's a flag. When you see those things happening, you know that there's a strong, strong possibility this is what you're dealing with from that person. And you need to start asking the question is, okay, they're doing this. Why are they doing this? Who am I dealing with? okay? It may mean that you may need to move on from this person, but you need to address it, but it's definitely a red flag. Number two, chronic criticism, even for small things. Criticism, that's right, Angela, run. Criticism, like isolation, is also something that can start small. In fact, someone may try to convince themselves that their partner's criticism of them is warranted, or that their partner is just trying to help them be a better person. Or they may try to rationalize it, saying that it's not such a big deal that he or she doesn't like the way they dress or speak or eat or decorate the house, and that they shouldn't take it personally. Well, ultimately, no matter how individually small the criticism seems, if it's part of a constant dynamic within your relationship, it will be very tough to feel accepted, loved, or validated. If every little thing you could use, you do could use improvement in your partner's eyes, then how are you being valued as a true equal, let alone love unconditionally? So another flag. How are you doing, Jerry? So another flag on you knowing that you're probably dealing with a person who's very controlling. Number three, here's another one. We have a bunch. All right, I think we have a, but I think, I, you know what, I'll go into a track. You have a track for me, Ray Charles, brother?
Now my room has got two windows, but the sunshine never comes through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke a baby with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do.
Thanks for that track. Okay, I think we have a caller in the queue. Caller one, who am I speaking with? This is the Know Your Rights show.
Hello?
Yes, is it Jerry?
Hey, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Hall of Famer?
I'm good, sweetie. So, your topic, it's a fiery topic. It's a fiery topic. I'm actually watching you on Facebook Live while I'm saying this to you.
That's great. Yes.
So my mom was a very tough woman.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was a big, strong man from Italy. And
okay.
She put him in his place all the time. and he could have, she was only 4'11", and he was 6'2", and his hands were bigger than like a cake pan, because he used to use his hands to turn my cakes over for me. And he knew he could never, ever, even ever touch her, or would he ever want to, but he would just shake his head and, you know, walk away and say, all right, Lucy, whatever, and walk away. So
right.
I love now, when I look back on all this, what it did for me growing up. My mother taught me never take any crap from anyone, especially men, in your life. And my father taught me love unconditionally. So I've never allowed a man ever, ever, ever to abuse me in any way, shape, or form. And as a child, I used to beat up bullies, and I would get beat up because they were bigger than me, but they would bully other kids, and I would beat them up, and I didn't care that I got beat up. So there was just something instilled inside of me, and I thank both my parents for that. What I want to say to anyone listening out there, women out there, because I've helped so many women in abuse situations as well, and with addiction and all that, who allowed men to abuse them for years and years and years, because their self-worth is gone. And everything you're saying is right on and incredible. And if they could just seek help, there's help out there, right? Cherise Lee talks about it all the time, you know? They need to get their self-worth up there, because hurt people, we all know that. But healed people heal people. So I just wanted to say that to you. And I love you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for showing us. Tell everybody, when is your next show, Jerry?
My next show, I will tell you exactly. My next show is, brother is going to yell at me. all right, hold on. I think it's March 9th.
There you go.
Yes? March 9th, 9:30. There you go, baby.
I didn't mean to get you in trouble, Jerry. But yes, tune into us. Great show, March 9th.
Love you, man.
All right, thank you.
You rock.
Yep. Thank you. All right. I appreciate those words from Jerry Petito. So, yeah, so, you know, Jerry was talking about her parents and how she grew up, and she learned not to take anything. And we shouldn't. We're not here for that. You know, we're not here. You know, I just want to say this briefly, family, that we aren't here to be controlled. That's not why we come back here, to be controlled. If we find ourselves in these situations, that's the test. That's the test that we need to overcome. But where we come from as souls, where we come from, we're free. We think it and we have it. You know, so what we're to learn when we come back into this realm is to create that in this environment where it's more challenging. So we're here to be free. So when you allow someone that you claim you love or whatever to control you and oppress you, then you don't understand what love is. You know, so these topics are very, very important topics, because they cause a lot of problems for us, especially when we accept it. All right. So talking about number three, in terms of traits, in terms of signs that a person that you're dealing with is controlling, is build or overt threats against you or them. Some people think that threats have to be physical in nature to be problematic, but threats of leaving, cutting off privileges, or even threats by the controlling person to harm himself or herself can be every bit as emotionally manipulative as a threat of physical violence. It is not unheard of for the partner being controlled to feel stuck in a relationship, not out of fear that they themselves will be harmed, but that their partner may self-destruct or harm themselves if they were to live. Manipulation. Other times, a person may be threatened with losing their home, access to their children, or financial support if they leave a controlling or abusive partner. Whether or not the threats are genuine, it is just another way for the controlling person to get what they want at the expense of their partner. All right? Not love. That's not love, family. That's fear. Number four, making acceptance or caring attraction conditional. For example, I love you so much. I love you so much more when you're making those sales at work. Or I don't feel like being intimate with you, but if you keep working out and lose a bit more weight, you'll be more attractive to me. or if you can't even be bothered to make dinner, I don't even know what I'm getting from this relationship. You'd be hot if only you spent more time on your hair. If you'd actually finished college, you'd have something to talk about with my friends and wouldn't feel so left out. Though some of these examples are more blatant than others, the message is the same. And the message is that you, right now, are not good enough. It's a common denominator theme of many of controlling relationships, all right? Number five, an overactive scorecard. Healthy, stable relationships have a sense of reciprocity built into them. It's inherent that you will look out for each other and not bean count every little time you do something to help the other out. If your partner always keeps a tally of every last interaction within your relationship, whether to hold a grudge or demand a favor in return or be patted on the back, it could very well be their way of behavior of having the upper hand. And this can be downright exhausting, all right? Number six, using guilt as a tool. Many controlling people are skilled manipulators at making their partner's own emotions work in the controlling person's favor. If they can manipulate their partners into feeling a steady stream of guilt about everyday goings on, then a lot of the controlling person's work is done for them, and the partners will gradually try to do whatever they can to not to have to feel guilty. Often this means relenting and giving up power in their own dissenting opinion within the relationship, which plays right into the controlling person's hands. Manipulation, not love, all right? Call in family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Please call in. Call in. The question for this evening, how do you deal with controlling people in your life? All right? Call in family. All right. Number seven, creating a debt that you're beholden to. Controlling people may come on very strong in the beginning with seemingly romantic gestures. But upon closer inspection, many of these gestures, extravagant gifts, expectations of serious commitment early on, taking you for luxurious meals or on adventurous outings, letting you have full use of their car or home when they're not there, can be used to control you. Specifically, they create an expectation of you giving something in return or a sense that you feel beholden to that person because of all they've given you. This can make it more emotionally and logistically difficult to escape when further warning bells go off. All these things are all about fear, control. It's not love, family, it's just control. All right, call in family. Number eight, spying, snooping, or requiring constant disclosure. A controlling partner typically feels that they have the right to know more than they actually do. Whether they keep their snooping secret or openly demand that you must share everything with them, it is a violation of boundaries from the get-go. Perhaps he or she checks your phone, logs into your email, or constantly tracks your internet history, and then justifies this by saying they've been burned before, or they have trust issues, or the old standard. If you're not doing anything wrong, then you shouldn't mind showing me. It's a violation of your privacy, hand in hand with the unsettling message that they have no interest in trusting you and instead want to take on a police-like presence within your relationship. So I want to ask you, family, who wants to go to jail in your relationship? Because when you start seeing those types of behaviors, those are flags. Those are flags, family. Going through all of your stuff, checking your emails, snooping around you, those are flags. And the person is telling you they're not planning on trusting you. It doesn't matter what you do. You're going to have to prove it. Number nine, overactive jealousy, accusations, or paranoia. A partner's jealousy can be flattering in the beginning. It can be arguably viewed as endearing or a sign of how much they care or how attached they are. But when it becomes more intense, however, it can be scary and possessive. A partner who views every interaction you have as being flirtatious is suspicious or threatened by multiple people you come in contact with or fault you for innocent interactions because they may be leading someone on, may be insecure, anxious, competitive, or even paranoid. Additionally, when this perspective becomes ingrained within your relationship, they very likely are attempting to be controlling as well. All right? So I'm sure many of you have seen some of these signs. Here's another. Here's another good one. Number 10, not respecting your need for time alone. It's another way of sapping your strength, making you feel guilty for time you need on your own to recharge, or making you feel like you don't love them enough when you perhaps need less time with them than they need with you. It is natural that two partners may not automatically have the exact same needs in terms of alone time, even if they both are extroverts or introverts. But in healthy relationships, communication about those needs leads to a workable compromise. In controlling ones, the person needing the alone time is made out to be a villain or deny the time altogether, taking away yet another way that they can strengthen themselves. Not love, family, not love. All right, I think we have another track, brother. Oh, you have another track for us from Ray Charles?
Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Yeah, I've been so blue and lonely. I've cried both night and day. But I'm begging you just one more time to come back if you don't stay. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Yeah, I know I love you, and yet you broke my heart in two. But it's because I love you that I don't care what you do. Get on the right track, baby. You better come on now. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah, come on home and treat me wrong again. Home and give my poor heart ease. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Get on the right track, baby. Yeah. Come on home and treat me wrong one more time. That's what I say now.
Thank you, Honey Bee, for that, Brother O. All right, I think we have a caller in the queue. Caller 2, who am I speaking with? This is the Know Your Rights show. Caller?
Caller, you're on the line right now, live. Unmute yourself. Go to the next caller. That's simple. Caller, you're on the line right now with Terra Strip, OD Dynasty.
Hi, my adopted son. Peace and blessings.
Yeah. Sister Bessie, how are you doing this evening, love?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm loving your show, as always.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk on something that a lot of people probably need to hear. I just wanted to say, when I was a little girl, I didn't learn who my father was until I...
Oh, that's tragic. Yeah, she got cut off there. But I hope she get a chance to call back at that time. Continue, Terrence, and get that caller right back on.
Okay. All right, man. I was good. I wanted to hear that. All right. So number 11, making you earn trust or other good treatment, okay? Making you earn trust or any other good treatment. This is another sign that a controlling person will exhibit. So, of course, you would trust someone you've dated for 5 years more than you trust the person you've been seeing for a month, okay? That's reasonable. But some amount of trust should be assumed or inherent within the relationship. For instance, as mentioned, you shouldn't always have to detail your whereabouts for every moment of every day, nor should your partner automatically have the right to access your email or text or internet search history. All right, is Becky back? Is she back on, brother?
Yes. I don't know what happened, and my phone just hung up. What I was going to say is that when I was a young girl, I didn't find out who my father was until maybe I was about 16. I had a different father, but as I grew up, I believe that affected me. And the choices of men that I made, which I was married 3 times, and in my situation, all 3 men were abusers. And I never could understand why I would pick the same type of men. And I found out that maybe it goes back to your childhood. So I wanted to say to many fathers out there, these children need you. And you really have to show them love, because a lot of times this can affect them for the rest of their lives, you know, and they will pick people from the lack of love that you have given them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to say. And if you have an opinion on that, Brother Terrence,
I do have an
please
opinion.
Speak on it.
Yes, I do have an opinion on that. You're absolutely right. It's very important for young girls and young boys to know that they're loved by their parents. You know, it matters a lot that if you're a young lady, the men that are in your life, your father displays affection, shows that he loves you, is there for you consistently, and these things need to happen consistently. And we know how life can be challenging at times. But it's important for the child, for the boy or girl, to know that they are loved unconditionally by their parents. And when that doesn't happen, then this lack of affection or love will be displayed in their future relationships until they work it out. You've heard me talk about the strength dating system and the fact that we all have to work on ourselves to undo some of the things that we didn't receive from our parents. Okay? We have to, if they don't do it, then we have to fix it. We have to deal with it. So you're absolutely right. And it will be with you throughout your life until you deal with it and learn to accept yourself.
And does that, a lot of times, does that affect the choices of people that they consider for relationships?
Absolutely. You will find that boy or girl will attract similar situations into their lives until they resolve it. They will attract.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence if a woman attracts abusive men and her father wasn't there, or he was abusive, or he saw the father abusing her mother or abusing her. Then her, unconsciously, that's what love is. She's going to see that as love, you know. So absolutely, that's why it's so important that we know this stuff, so that we know what we're doing. Absolutely, Sister Bessie.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to sit back and listen. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Peace.
Yes, peace. Thanks for calling in. All right, really enjoyed that, Sister Bessie calling in that exchange. So, yes, so what she's saying is very, very important, family, that you watch how you treat your children, you know, because it will be played out in their future relationships. All right, so number 11, I was reading number 11, sign of a controlling person. So, for instance, as mentioned, you shouldn't always have to detail your whereabouts for every moment of every day, nor should your partner automatically have the right to access your email or text or internet search history. If trust or even civil treatment is viewed as something you need to work up to rather than a default setting of the relationship, the power dynamic in your relationship is off kilter. So you shouldn't come into a relationship and you got to prove that you're a good person or whatever. You got to earn their trust. It should be given to you until you violate something, until you do something. So if you're meeting a person and that's their mindset, then you got to look at that. All right, so number 12, presuming you're guilty until proven innocent. You know, I know you have a lot of women, you have a lot of men out there who've been burned, they've been hurt, and they go into future relationships, and they come into it waiting for something to go wrong. You know, I know you're going to do something wrong. That's the wrong attitude. That's the wrong mentality. Presuming you're guilty until proven innocent. So, again, a controlling person is often very skilled at making you feel that you've done something wrong even before you realize what you did. You may walk in the door to find them already angry about something that they found, thought about, or decided in your absence. And they may keep evidence of your wrongdoing to a point that you may feel that you've got a whole case against you, even if you don't quite understand it. From where you put their favorite coffee mug to whether you had lunch with a coworker without them knowing, you will always be assumed to have had criminal motives. And why do they do this? To use it as justification for punishing you in some way or preemptively trying to keep you from making that error again, to keep you acting in ways they want you to act. All right? Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by them boys from Looking Glass Entertainment. All right? Number 13, getting you so tired of arguing that you'll just give in and relent. While some controlling people like to exert their influence under the radar, many others are openly and chronically argumentative and embrace conflict when they can get it. This can be especially true when their partner is more passive and the controlling person is likely to triumph in every disagreement that comes up just because the partner being controlled is more conflict avoidant in nature or simply exhausted from the fighting that they've done. All manipulation, family, manipulation. Number 14, making you feel belittled for long-held beliefs. Maybe it's your faith or your politics. Maybe it's cultural traditions or your view of human nature. It's great when our partners can challenge us in interesting discussions and give us new ways of looking at the world. It is not great when they make you feel small, silly, or stupid, or they consistently try to change your mind about something important to you that you believe in. Openness to new experience is wonderful, but a controlling partner who doesn't see it as a two-way street and only wants you to be and think more like they do is a problem. It's a problem, family. All right? Number 15. I think we have a track next from Brother O. Brother O.
Now, let me tell you, people, about this blackjack game. It's caused me nothing but trouble, and I've only myself to blame. Hey, yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every corner I get. I've been so blind, I can't even borrow a nickel. Now I've almost lost my mind. Hey, yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every quarter I get. I sat there with two tins. I thought I'd have some fun. The dealer hit 16 with a 5, just enough to make 21. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every quarter I get.
Thank you for that track, Brother O. I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 3, who am I speaking with? For your right show.
Hi, this is Angela from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I want to congratulate the 2020 Linear New Year Host of the Year, Terry Strength, on your O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with your 30th all-time and unprecedented 29th consecutive number one in category. Wow.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you. I'm humbled. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
and
you.
Brother O, you jamming.
He is killing Ray Charles, isn't he?
He is jamming tonight. Is. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying this show. You know it is near and dear to my heart. As a survivor of domestic violence, this show is very near and dear to my heart. So I thank you for what you're doing tonight. I thank you for sharing tonight. This is very needed. So I definitely thank you. Keep doing a great
thank
job.
You. Thank you for calling in. And you know what? And, you know, the reason for this show is to help, is to show us the signs so that we can avoid getting involved with people that are showing these signs early on, and maybe we can get out of it, you know, or we can redirect ourselves or manage it better. That's the whole purpose of this, to keep us out of trouble,
exactly.
Right? You know,
exactly.
Thank
and
you
you're doing an amazing job. You're doing an amazing job. I thank you. And if somebody's out there and you're going through this, please take heed to those things that he shared today. Take notes. And
yes.
Take action. Get out. Do not stay.
Yes.
And thank you.
Because it definitely can lead to abuse. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Angela, for calling in. Yes, family. I'm glad. You know, this stuff is very, very serious, because a lot of times this stuff subtly leads to abuse, and before you know it, you're in an abusive situation and wondering how you got there. So these signs, early on, these signs are very, very important, okay? So I want to keep moving while we have time. So number 15, making you feel like you don't measure up or you're unworthy of them, whether by subtly making you feel less attractive than they are, constantly reinforcing their professional accomplishments as compared to yours, or even comparing you unfavorably to their exes, controlling people often want you to feel grateful that you are in a relationship with them. This creates a dynamic where you will be more willing to work harder and harder to keep them and make them happy. A dream for someone who wants to dominate a relationship. Number 16, teasing or ridicule that has an uncomfortable undercurrent. Humor and even teasing can be a fundamental mode of interaction within many long-term relationships. The key aspect is whether it feels comfortable and loving to both parties. In many controlling relationships, emotional abuse can be thinly veiled as, I was just playing with you, you shouldn't take it personally. And in one fell swoop, not only does the original criticism stand, but now an additional criticism of you having the wrong reaction has been levied. And you're basically being told that you don't have a right to your own feelings, a classic move by controlling people everywhere. All right. I think we have a caller 4 in the queue. Caller 4, who am I speaking with? Know your right, show.
Caller 4, you're on the air, caller 4. Okay. Let me explain this really, really quick. When you press 1, that means you want to speak. So make sure that, you know what I mean, you're ready to speak at that time. Terrence, continue.
All right. Thank you, brother. All right. Number 18, inability or unwillingness to ever hear your point of view. You may notice that you are constantly interrupted or that opinions you express are quickly dismissed or were never acknowledged in the first place. Perhaps the conversation is always so overwhelmingly dominated by your partner that you can't remember the last time they asked you a meaningful question about how you were doing and actually listened to the answer. Think, too, of whether you ever tried to give them feedback about how their behavior makes you feel and whether they've actually been able to take it in or whether they've dismissed it out of hand. They don't listen to you, family. You know, what you're saying doesn't matter. These are all signs. All right? Caller 5 in the queue, who am I speaking with?
Hello? Good evening. Hello.
Good evening. Who am
hey,
I speaking with?
Terrence, how are you? This is Eric.
How you doing, Eric? How you doing, good. Man? Good to hear from you.
I'm really good. So a couple things, very enlightening. Number one, you're right. I've met countless people who are in abusive relationships, and one of the things you find is that it all starts the way you're talking, you know, just that subtle control that ultimately leads to them feeling like they own the person that they're in a relationship with. So I have to ask you this. So I've done a bit of travel outside of the country, and what I found is that in other countries, they view relationships totally differently than we do in America. Here in relationships, often our mates are seen as property, people that we own, people that we can control, whereas outside they have a much more different view. So I wanted to ask you if you thought that this was something that is indicative of in American culture and the culture of fear, you know, fear that the minorities are going to, you know, take over your life, fear that the immigrants are going to take your job, fear that the government's going to take your guns, fear that somebody else is going to take your woman or man. So do you think that it's part and parcel of the American culture of fear? I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good question, Eric. And this is how I answer that. First of all, fear is fear, okay? There are tons of reasons in this realm for us to move towards fear and try to control or dominate. And we can say that we're doing it for our survival or whatever. But the point is, it just shows that we need to look at our psychology and we need to examine our model of how we're trying to get our needs met. So this pervades culture, this pervades religion, this pervades different ethnic.
Hold on, Terrence.
Hold on, Terrence.
Can you hardly hear you? There you go. Okay.
You hear me now? Okay. I'm good, brother. Okay.
Yes, you are.
So, okay, good. So, you know, it doesn't matter how it manifests. The fact of the matter is you have to look at it individually. No matter where you're from or where you're born or what ethnic group you are, it's all about fear. And as you move towards enlightenment, as you move towards acceptance, it doesn't matter where you are, then things change. This is an energy issue. It's an energy issue. So, yes, we see it play out in different ways, in different cultures and all, but don't get it twisted, as the young people say. This is an energy issue, you know. And ultimately, again, we've come back here. This is part of our test. This is how we're challenged to move beyond it and to grow. It doesn't matter where you decided to incarnate. So, yes. So I understand what you're saying, Eric, but no, it still applies, and it doesn't matter where you're coming from. All right. I think Brother O has a track for us, another track for us, Brother O. Thank you.
sometimes.
Ray Charles, I want to thank the Hall of Famer for that. All right, thank you, brother. I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller number 6, who am I speaking with? This is Tara Strand.
Good evening.
Is this Lena Blue?
It's Lena Blue.
Thanks for joining us, Lena. How may I help you?
Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this conversation. It's so important, you know, as you're talking and giving the point. You know, it crosses, you know, such a huge territory. It does, you know, this type of issue doesn't only affect women, even though it largely affects women. It also affects men. And a lot of times men are won't come forward due to their pride. So, you know,
yes.
to any man situation, I highly encourage them to speak up and be your own advocate as well if you see any of these things going on in your relationship. And, you know, I think I shared when I was interviewed with the commissioner, Angela Thomas-Smith, that I'm a survivor of this type of situation. And I say situation because we don't call things problems. These are things that we have to overcome. So, this is a topic that a lot of us struggle with, and it can be overcome. You just have to advocate for yourself and remember that you're here to evolve, grow, and learn, and you deserve love.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said, Lena Blue. Thanks for sharing
Thank you.
When is your show? Your show was tomorrow, right, I believe?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's tomorrow night at 9:30 on this network.
Okay, great. That's great. Well, I appreciate your comments. Thanks for calling in. All right. We appreciate those comments from Lena Blue. We'll hear from her tomorrow. And she has a show. She has a guest that she's interviewing about meditation or whatever. So please join in tomorrow, family. Check her out. All right. So trying to wrap this up. I'm trying to rush and get through all this material. So number 19, pressuring you towards unhealthy behaviors, okay? So this is another sign that you're dealing with someone who's controlling. They tend to pressure you towards unhealthy behaviors like substance abuse, or they undermine your fitness goals, constantly tempting you with cigarettes when you quit, not respecting your decision to only have one drink rather than three. These are all ways that controlling people can try to thwart your attempts to be a healthier and stronger person. Since controlling people thrive on weakening their partners, it's a natural tool for them to use. So you got to think about that. You know, they thrive on weakening their partners versus empowering them. Number 20, thwarting your professional or educational goals by making you doubt yourself. Okay? Call us. I think we have another call in the queue. Caller 7, who am I speaking with?
Yes, good evening, Terrence. This is Sharice Lee.
How are you doing, Ms. Lee?
I'm well. I am enjoying the show. Your show is very, very informative. And what I would like to say to anyone out there that is experiencing this type of treatment from anyone, that you are worth more than diamonds, pearls, rubies, whatever. And if I were you, I would find... I will get into law, study law for the state in which you live through the Bar Association, but not the National Bar Association, for your city and state, and find out what your rights are. And I will make my safety plan, and I will run and leave. And while I'm running and leaving, I will develop tunnel vision, where when I say tunnel vision, I mean to block out all the naysayers. Because people are always going to have something negative to say and to tell you why you're wrong. But I would block out the naysayers and keep moving, because a path will be provided for you just because you believe in yourself. So, like, this Absolutely. Is a wonderful topic, and thank you so much. And I hope that people, you know, pay attention to what you're saying, because you are giving wonderful advice to save lives.
Yes, and it piggybacks off of your show, Sharice, and I'm glad you called in. And when is your show exactly? You just had a show not too long ago.
Right, my show was last night. The next show will be in 4 weeks.
Okay, great, yes. What I'm saying piggybacks off of your show for the most part when it really hits the fan. I'm trying to help people to avoid your service.
Do what you have to do. We have to do what we have to do, because this is an epidemic. This is an epidemic, and it has to come to a stop where we have to realize our worth and just know what love is and what real love is, and to just be able to walk away from things that's not helping us to grow, because that's why we're here. We're here to grow. And if you're not helping me to grow, then I don't need you.
Absolutely. Well said. Thanks for calling in, Sharice.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a wonderful evening.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Brother, you say I have another track, brother? fire tonight. Thank you for that, Brother O. I think we have a caller in the queue. Caller 8, who am I speaking with?
How you doing, sir? You're speaking to the magic man. I'm telling you, between you and DJ Olasky, boy, I don't know what I'm going to do with both of y'all, man. Your subject matter, first of all, congratulations, man. You continue to just raise the bar, and I'm so proud of you, man. And, you know, like I say, between you and DJ Olasky, I'm telling y'all are really, really getting it in, man. Thank you so much for such an on-time show. And, you know, I can let this show in without showing my unending support for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Tony.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All right. Excuse me. All right. So I'm going to wrap it up. Brother, I just need a couple more minutes, if you don't mind. But this is to wrap up very quickly. Am I good?
You're always good, man. It's only Dynasty. Come on now, stop playing with me.
Great, great, great. All right. So I just want to go over, you know, what a controlling person can do to help themselves, to take a look at themselves, and work towards being whole or towards being less controlling and move more towards love and acceptance. So number one, very quickly, they want to embrace helplessness. Okay, sometimes you're at your most desperate, you shine the brightest because in these moments you arrive at a point of surrender. Understand that it's okay that you can't control everything and you're not going to control everything, and it's okay. By you doing that, it increases your strength, okay? Number two, tuning into love. You know, love is a force that moves the entire universe. Love is grace. Love is helping. Love is caring and sharing. Love is disciplining when destructive behavior arises. Love is tolerance and understanding. It is so much more than an emotion, and it's always available to you. So when you try to be more loving and move towards loving, it decreases your tendency to you have less of a need to move towards control in your relationships. Release what you cannot hold. Most of us live in a state of reaction. Your sense of control relates to how much of a handle on things you think you have. But you already know how deceiving that is, that you don't really control anything. You want to move towards accepting the fact that you really don't control anything, and move and life is not meant to be micromanaged. You can't just micromanage life, you know. So doing that helps to build your strength. Number four, also to observe nature. You know, go out in the woods and admire the beauty of this universe and of this planet. You know, number five, show gratitude. When you express gratitude, the world will naturally soften and brighten for you. There's something powerful about being authentically thankful to the universe. And when this is turned inward, it can be transcendent, and you begin to attract those things into your life. And number six, increase your self-awareness. Awareness of your thoughts is important to all self-evolving practices. The more you listen to your own mind, the more you realize the role that you play in this planet and its progression. Number seven, listen to your intuition, of course. Okay? Your intuition is your inner guidance system for your life, and it comes from a higher, more subtle part of your consciousness. And although we often ignore it or misinterpret it, it is there nonetheless, calling us to move towards love and progression, all right? And acknowledge life's grace. Acknowledge that people are here, that this universe is in your care, is in your favor, all right? And also seeking oneness. Number nine, seeking oneness, understanding that we all are the same. All of these practices help you to move away from control and more towards love, okay? And that's all I wanted to say, that's very, very important. I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank Brother O for the music, and it's your time, Ngozi.
Mrs. Long?
Yes?
We've found a baby girl for your adoption, but there are some things you need to know. She's in Siberia, and she was born with a rare condition. Her legs will need to be amputated. I know this is difficult to hear, her life, it won't be easy. Mrs. Long?
It might not be easy, but it'll be amazing. I can't wait to meet her.
We believe there is hope and strength in all of us. Toyota, proud partner of Team USA.
Also proud partner of O&E Dynasty. Thank you, Toyota, tonight. And, of course, Terra Strength, thank you so much on your 30th O&E Syndicated Station All-Time Connection record and the unprecedented 29th consecutive. You know, you're moving to a level that is, you know, I'm never going to say unattainable, because you never know if somebody can come on and, you know, do better, you know what I mean, do greater, and honestly, you know, perform in a way that will always astound the world. I hope everybody listened to Terrace tonight and what he tried to give to you, you know what I mean, an honesty about his spirituality and hope for tomorrow. That is key. And tomorrow night, we come back on with Lena Blue and Awaken the Goddess. 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these O&E stations. Outstanding performances for all of our wonderful hosts tonight on this great, great network. And, of course, what can I say that Devil Nation is advertising to O&E, which is Ola Deli and Goes Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Primetime, one at bedthought.com. We're in Gozi Time, both at Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozi at Plenty of Google Plus, Ola Deli and Malay and Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Know Your Rights, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? Ola Deli dot and Gozi for my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer and BKA Honeybee Olasky on turntables 1 and 2 for you and you, and especially you. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Tonight, we honored the Lifetime Achievement Award winner of the Grammys, as well as the outstanding, iconic soul artist, the wonderful Mr. Ray Charles. And tonight, I want to thank all the folks that listened and agreed with everything this brother has said tonight. Thank you, Terra Strength. And you had 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Thank you, Brother O. I appreciate the fantastic music from Ray Charles, and I just want to I want to thank everyone who called in on the show and participated, and I just want to encourage everyone out there to move towards love, to move away from control, to move away from fear, and to move towards love, because it absolutely takes strength to move towards love. And again, I will see you guys in 4 weeks, and remember, always, always know your strength. Good night.